Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com with another edition of Rich's Ramblings, where I take a couple of minutes just to pick some topic in racing of the day and weigh in on it. So today, I'm going to pick the topic of racing in the rain. After yesterday's NASCAR Xfinity Series race at the Portland Raceway, which we saw a lot of that race take place in rainy conditions, I was just thought I would offer up my thoughts, and my thoughts are that I have never been a fan of racing in the rain in any form. Once you get past any form of motorsports, once you get past say Formula One and endurance racing and stuff like that, I've just never taken to it. It's just something that I don't want to see. I don't really look forward to seeing. Now, granted, I did watch the race yesterday. And was not impressed. The cars in NASCAR are too heavy. Their tires are not wide enough for that kind of racing. So it seems like every time that there's a road course race coming up in NASCAR, and there's even the slightest prediction of rain, many of the media members are almost like turning cartwheels. They're so excited about the prospect of watching it, and I just don't get it. I don't understand why that's supposed to be such a happy thing for so many people. Like yesterday, it was just one crash after another, cars sliding off the track, getting stuck in the wet grass. A lot of factors playing into it. And one of the biggest factors that really bothers me about it, and we saw this last year at the Circuit of the Americas in the NASCAR Cup Series race, is visibility. Now, granted, there can be a bad wreck on any track at any circumstance. I mean, we saw that yesterday at the very end of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at Gateway, where Carson Hocevar appears to have been injured, suffered a leg injury of some sort. And of course, there was no rain involved in that. But if there's a chances for serious accidents to happen, and visibility is one of the factors that comes into play when you're racing in the rain, why just add another possibility for a bad thing to happen, as you do with the visibility? I listen to the NASCAR scanners during the races, and yesterday was listening and heard several drivers say, "I can't see anything." I don't know why people think that's a good element to add into a race. And we saw that yesterday. There were a couple of pretty hard crashes where there was a car just sitting broadside in the track and got hit by an oncoming car who just couldn't see it until it was too late. So it just, it's just not my thing. I don't see the need for it. And I know some people say, well, you know, have people, fans who have bought tickets, and if you have to put the race off till the next day, you know, they're going to lose out. Well, I understand that. And I have been one of those fans many times where that has happened, but it's just an unfortunate circumstance. And most of these tracks are now adopting various sorts of refund packages or exchange packages that they'll do with fans in those instances. But to me, the solution to the problem is not getting out there and racing on a track that's wet. Now, like I said, in Formula One, it's a whole different idea, or an endurance race or something like that, it's a whole different thing. So it's, to me, it's not in NASCAR. It's just not, this is just not a form of racing that's suited for it. If I wanted to watch a bunch of slipping and sliding, I can just go back and find videos of my kids' birthday parties when they were younger, and we had slip and slides out in the backyard. That's not really what I tune in to watch a race for, is to watch a bunch of guys creeping around, tiptoeing, being careful so that they don't slide off in the wet grass and all that. And then other aspects of it that don't have necessarily anything to do with the racing or the safety or anything like that, was the television experience. I mean, several of the cameras were just covered in water with raindrops on them. You couldn't see anything. And once in the camera shot, oftentimes you could see the leader or whoever happened to be in the front of a particular pack, and then that person was throwing up so much spray, you couldn't see anybody behind them. And you'd hear the announcers, "Oh, we got two guys side by side. Well, where are they? We can't see them." So I didn't get that either. And it's just not very competitive. You're just riding around at a greatly reduced speed, waiting on the guy in front of you to make a mistake so that when he or she goes off the track, you can pass them that way. That's not really a good circumstance for motorsports anyway. Now, I know some people will say, "Oh, there was a lot of passing there at the end." Yeah, the racing got better when the track dried out, when it quit raining. The racing under the rainy conditions was terrible. Like I said, it's just guys sliding off the track and all that. It's just not something that I'm particularly interested in. I know this is not really necessarily the popular opinion, because some people seem to get all excited about racing in the rain, but it's just, to me, it's just a waste. It's a way to tear up a lot of cars. And like I said, I know you can do that at other tracks too. But why introduce an element that adds to the possibility of that happening? That just, to me, doesn't make any sense. I don't think we're finding... I know A.J. Allmendinger won, and you know, he's a great road racer and all this, but he was also off the track a bunch of times yesterday too. So I think we're just finding the guy who slides off the track the fewest times. And to me, that's not what racing's really about. But anyway, those are just my thoughts. And like I said, I know it's not a particularly popular thought, because a lot of people seem to like the idea, but it's just not the idea for me. But anyway, if you want to respond, as always, you're welcome to do so at Richard Allen IDR on Twitter. The Inside CircleTrack.com Facebook page is always open and ready as well. So anytime you want to drop in your thoughts, you're certainly more than welcome to do so. But I appreciate you taking the time to not only listen to this, but also taking the time to check out what we offer on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. Of course, going into this coming week, it's a huge, huge week for dirt late model racing, with the $1 million race, as well as just the regularly scheduled Dirt Late Model Dream taking place at Eldora Speedway this week. So we'll be offering coverage up for that. So got an interview coming with Dale McDowell, who is a former Eldora winner. He'll be talking about what he expects for the Eldora Million, and also talking to regional racer Corey Hedgecock about the economics of racing, and you know, is it the smartest decision for a regional guy to go to Eldora on that chance that they might win $1 million. So got those things to look forward to. And of course, we'll throw in a piece or two about NASCAR along the way as well. But again, thank you for listening. I'm Richard Allen, and I will see you at the track, hopefully a dry one.